I've never heard, is it divided consciousness? Is that the same thing as saying divided awareness?
No, I mean, the actual word vijnana, jnana, is means knowledge, and vi means to divide. So that's actually the function of consciousness, is to divide and separate. And so that inherently, it has a... you're having your subject and object is being divided, internal, external, me and observer. That's, and without that, then it's just this amorphous field of you know, sensory data, which of course so that's impossible. So vijnana has a essential function, but then it has an inherent limitation as well, and that's where learning how to let the mind settle and expand or to draw its constant commentary, so that it can just see things more. Immediately are clear.
He said, I remember a long, long time ago, I read an article about this guy who was born blind. Uh-huh. And he had something very minimal wrong with his eye, and they were able to correct it. Uh-huh. So, like, as an adult, and he all of a sudden got vision, 20/20 vision, mm-hmm. but he had no clue of how to use it. His consciousness, he had never developed around that, so mm-hmm. his mind is trying to smell it, or trying to taste it, or trying to hear it.
It's also greater questions and answers for Buddha. What is consciousness? Consciousness is a Mahakutika, probably.
Probably Mahakutika.
It's a great question to answer.
But it's vijnana, is it the word he uses to cognize? We Bhikkhu Bodhi translated it as cognize, but I checked out that word and it is specifically to, you know, becoming aware of divided, and then divided knowing again is emphasized in that word. But I mean, I think it's, I really also, not only is it the subject-object duality, but it's also, you know, I think Western inclines us to think of consciousness as the, what the Buddha would term as the sense sphere. Mm. And when we choose something, you know, utilizing name and form, we're actually dividing an object or a particular thing out of that sense sphere and saying, this is that. Right. And so it's not only that duality of dividing between ourselves, it's also dividing anything out of the potential sense field of hearing or...
Right.
But, it's all good stuff.
it's great stuff. It's really, the fundamentals of how we construct a world and a self, so that understanding that process, so that we're not, because that's the fundamental delusion or avijja, lack of true knowledge, where the Buddha said that's the fundamental root of suffering. It's just not having this true knowledge of the way things work, the way things function, how we construct the sense of me, how we construct the world, and how we react to it, how we fit into it.
Also from that sit-down of questions, I think it's one of those, but I think it's the Mahavidyala or Mahavidyala Sutta. Is another really interesting question asked, where what's the difference, what's the distinction between vijnana and panya?
Right.
And I'm also kind of like thought about like English translations, like Ajahn Yef uses discernment for panya, which I think is great.
Yeah.
But also you look it up in the dictionary and it also has the connotations of what we would say is vijnana, you know, that figure ground discernment. Where you're choosing details out of your sense field.
Mm.
And to me this question sort of speaks to how maybe even in the Buddha's time, that distinction was not exactly clear. Mm. And Sarva put the answers by saying, vijnana is to be understood, and panya is to be developed.
Using
that discernment to investigate the process and
Well, potentially the way of seeing that discernment is the knowing of that nature of dividing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're discerning that the nature of consciousness is divide or not divide, or expand or contract.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is interesting in the sense that if one looks at it in terms of those processes of a conditioned nature, then, say, vijnana is a karmic resultant, and wisdom or discernment is a causal process that we cultivate. Whereas vijnana is something that's already functioning because of causes in the second place.